愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all。
今天晚上想从路德记第一章跟大家来学习抉择。
And tonight, I would like to study the topic of choices, from Ruth chapter 1.
抉择是我们灵性的一种考验。
Choices is a kind of test for our spirituality.
抉择也是灵性的一种表现。
And choices are also a way for us to demonstrate our faith.
我们看到相同的一个情况，不同的人会有不同的决定。
When we see the same situation, two different people would have different choices.
这不同的决定常常是反映他们不同的价值观，在信仰不同的程度。
And these different decisions often reflect our spiritual level as well as our value system.
那每一个抉择都会有一些后果的出生。
And every choice leads to consequences.
所以人生有很多的抉择是非常重要的。
So in our lives, we have many important decisions and choices.
在路德记第一章里面，至少有四个抉择。
In the first chapter in the book of Ruth, there are at least four different choices.
那我们来想想看，他们是怎么做决定的？这些决定到底对他们有什么影响？
So let us ponder how were these choices made and what kind of effect did these choices have?
那今天对我们来又有什么意义？
And today, what meaning do these choices have for us?
我们请看路德记的第一章。
Let's look at chapter 1 of Ruth.
路德记第一章。
Ruth chapter 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
当士师秉政的时候，国中遭遇饥荒，在犹大伯利恒有一个人带着妻子跟两个儿子往摩亚地去寄居。
Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to dwell in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons.
这里说，在士师时代啊，以色列国遇到饥荒。
Here the Bible records that in the days of the judges, Israel faced a famine.
以色列民是神的选民。
And the people of Israel are God's chosen people.
他们所住之地说是牛奶与蜜之地。
And the land in which they that they inhabit is called the land of flowing milk and honey.
但是竟然他们也在这一块地里面遇到饥荒。
But even in this land they faced a famine.
这个对他们信仰是一种考验。
And this is a trial for their faith.
我们记得亚伯拉罕进到迦南地。
We remember when Abraham entered the land of Canaan.
神说这是应许给你的地方。
And God said, this is a promised land for you.
亚伯兰遇到饥荒。
But Abraham faced the famine.
他第一个反应就是怎么去解决生活的需要。
And his first response was how to meet the daily needs.
这是人的本能。
And this is human instinct.
那个时候埃及地相当的丰富。
And at the time, the land of Egypt was plentiful.
所以亚伯兰就带着家人就往埃及地去了。
So Abraham took his family and went to Egypt.
虽然问题得到解决。
Even though the problem was solved.
但是我们从后来看到带来另外一个问题。
But we saw that later on this brought a problem.
那亚伯兰的儿子以撒。
Abraham's son Isaac.
也遇到饥荒。
Also faced famine.
跟他爸爸一样。
Just like his father.
所以每一个人都有一个本能，就是要马上来解决我们生活的困难。
And everyone has an instinct to immediately solve the problems we may face in our life.
因此，以撒遇到饥荒，他也想搬到埃及地去。
So when Isaac faced the famine, he also wanted to move to Egypt.
因为这是他父亲给他留下一个解决问题的模式。
Because this was a problem-solving memory that he had of his father.
我们看创世纪二十六章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 26.
创世纪二十六章。
Genesis chapter 26.
第二节。
Verse 2.
神向以撒显现说：“你不要下埃及去，要住在我所指示的地方。”
Verse 2. The Lord appeared to him and said, "Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land of which I shall tell you."
下到埃及，生活马上得到解决。
Going down to Egypt means that their lives will be secure.
但是住在我指示你的地方，就是迦南地，每一天的生活都是一个压力。
But living in the promised land, every day is a trial.
到底以撒要怎么办？
How shall Isaac decide?
如果他选择照神的话去做，
If he chooses according to God's will,
生活真的很困难。
Life will be difficult.
如果他照一般人的方式去做，
And if he follows the way of the world,
他的问题马上解决。
His problem will be solved immediately.
那第三节，
Verse 3,
你寄居在这个地，我必与你同在，赐福给你。因为我要将这个地都赐福给你跟你的后裔，我必坚定我将你父亚伯兰所起的誓。这里啊，神坚定他对他父亲所起的誓。
In this verse, God says he shall perform the oath that he swore to Abraham.
就是这一块地要给你。
And this piece of land will be promised to Isaac.
这一块地是什么？
And what is this piece of land?
以属灵上来讲，就是神的国。
Spiritually speaking, this is the heavenly kingdom.
这是神要我们承受的一块地。
And this is a piece of land that God wants us to inherit.
所以神要以撒就是不要放弃神的国，用这个方式来解决生活的困难。
And God wanted Isaac to not give up his kingdom and solve the problem this way.
要坚持把神的国放在解决问题最重要的地位。
And he wanted Isaac to set his sight on the heavenly kingdom as the solution to his problem.
但这需要信心啊。
But that requires faith.
那以撒就住在那个地方。
So Isaac stayed.
我们看第十二节。
Let's look at verse 12.
以撒在那个地耕种，那一年有百倍的收成，神赐福给他。十三节。
Verse 13.
他就昌大，日增月盛，成了大富。这个十二节在讲哦，神祝福给以撒超过他想象。
Verse 12 says that God blessed Isaac beyond his imagination.
那一年就是他收成以后，他才发现神给他的是一百倍。
And that year after his harvest, he realized that God gave him hundredfold.
神赐福给他。
God blessed him.
这当初他没有想到的。
And this was he could not imagine this.
因为神喜欢他。
Because God loved him.
他懂得神喜欢他，坚持原则。
And God loved that he was determined to follow God's principles.
这个十三节，他就昌大，日增月盛，成了大富。
Verse 13 says that he became to prosper.
所以神要祝福一个人，这是挡不住的。
And if God wants to bless someone, it's unstoppable.
但是神如果不祝福一个人，你想要留财富也留不住。
But if God does not bless someone, no matter how hard you try to hold on to your wealth, you cannot.
所以我们回到路德记的第一章来看。
So let's return to chapter 1 of Ruth.
因此在伯利恒遇到饥荒。
Bethlehem faced famine.
伯利恒是粮食之仓。
Bethlehem is called the storage place of crops.
那本来是很丰富的地方。
And it used to be a very plentiful land.
所以他马上就想搬到摩亚地区。
But immediately he thought about moving to the country of Moab.
那摩亚地是什么？
What is Moab?
是淫乱的，充满世俗的地方。
And it is a very worldly place that's full of evil.
所以神的选民要离开神的国度，去一个充满淫乱世俗的地方，这样来解决生活的困难，这不是神喜欢的方式。
So, for God's people to choose to leave his kingdom and go to a place that was full of evil to solve a problem they face in life, this is not favorable to God.
今天什么叫做饥荒？
And today, what is famine?
当经济走下坡，
when the economy fails,
我们工作开始发生困难，
we face difficulties in our careers,
甚至被公司解雇了，
or even we are laid off by our company.
这是现代人的饥荒。
But this is the modern famine.
如果有房子、有车子、有孩子，
and if we have a house, a car, and children,
这个生活的压力是相当的大。
Then we will have a lot of pressure in life.
所以晚上有时候睡觉都睡不好。
So sometimes we have difficulty sleeping.
那我们怎么来解决这个问题？
But how do we solve this problem?
这是一个很重要的问题。
And this is a very important question.
差不多每一个人一生都会遇到几次被公司解雇的机会。
And everyone faces quite a few opportunities in life to be laid off by their company.
因为这是一个没有工作安全感的地方。
Because this is a place without job security.
那有时候我们发现呢，有的人为着生活就漂泊到一个没有教会的地方去。
But sometimes we find that for a career, people drift away to a place where there's no church.
那这个到没有教会的地方，可能大好，也可能大坏。
And there can be two possible outcomes for drifting to a place without a church, one very positive and one very negative.
我们现在美国有23间教会跟祈祷所。
There are 23 prayer houses and churches in America.
起先都是因为几户信徒搬到那里去。
And they all have started because a few families of believers moved there.
那他们都有使命感。
And they all had a sense of mission.
所以就在那个地方兴旺了福音。
So they established the truth.
成立的教会,
and founded churches.
所以如果因为工作的原因, 我们搬到一个没有教会的地方, 我们觉得有这个信心, 使命感, 那也是好的。
So if we move to a place because of our job and we have a sense of mission, then that's a positive thing.
但是如果我们没有那个信心, 没有那个使命感, 为着生活的需要, 搬到没有教会的地方, 这个常常是以信仰失败的开始。
But if we do not have the faith nor the sense of mission to establish a new church and we move somewhere just because of job necessities, this often leads to the downfall of faith.
因为没有办法聚会,
because we cannot go to service.
小孩子没有宗教教育,
and our children will not receive religious education.
没有团契,
there's no fellowship.
这是在属灵上是很孤单的,
and this is very lonely, spiritually speaking.
所以对神的选民来讲, 有时候失去工作是一种信仰的考验。
And to God's chosen people, sometimes losing a job is a trial on our faith.
是危机也是转机。
And it is a danger, but it's also an opportunity.
我们看到很多人坚持原则。
We see a lot of people holding on to their principles.
结果神让他们信仰。 有更大的体验,
but God gave them greater spiritual experience.
因为我们所拜的神是活的神,
because the God we worship is a living God.
只要我们走在神的道路上,
as long as we walk in His way,
虽然不一定富有, 但是生活必不至于贫穷,
we may not become very wealthy, but we will not lack.
就如他们走旷野路,
just like the Israelites walking in the wilderness,
他们带出来的很少,
they brought out very little.
但是每一天都有神迹,
but every day they had miracles.
每一天都有恩典,
and every day there was grace.
因为他们走在神的道路上,
because they walked in God's path.
这个才是我们做抉择最重要一个考虑。
And this is the most important thing we must consider in making choices.
我是不是走在神的道路上?
Am I walking in God's way?
有的人为着做生意,
some people for business reasons,
夫妻分离,
The spouses are separated for a very long time.
我们要问一个最基本的问题,
and we must ask a fundamental question.
这样的生活方式是神要我们做的吗?
Is this lifestyle according to God's will?
为着在世界上赚得钱, 用这种方式是不是走在神的道路上?
Are we walking in the path of God to use this kind of lifestyle just for financial gain?
如果走在神的道路上, 我们很放心。
And yes, if we are walking on the path of God, then we can be carefree.
神与我们同在,
God is with us.
我们一无所缺,
and we will not lack.
但是如果不是走在神的道路上,
but if we're not walking in the path of God,
这个常常是信仰失败的开始。
But this is often the beginning of failure of faith.
这常常是神的恩典离开的开始。
And this is often the beginning of God's grace.
所以我们做任何一个决定,
so in any choice that we make,
第一个考虑就是信仰。
The first consideration for us should be faith.
因为信仰是我们的本。
Because faith is our root.
神是我们的本。
And God is our foundation.
如果这个本抓住了,
and if we can hold on to this foundation,
我们什么都有。
Then we can have everything.
但如果这个本放掉了,
but if we let go of our foundation,
在很短暂的时间, 好像抓到什么东西,
as if we held on to something for in a very short amount of time,
到最后我们发现我们抓到的也没有了,
then we will realize that what we grasp onto will also disappear.
因为那个根本我们放弃了,
because we have gave up on our foundation.
所以当他们搬到, 摩亚地区,
so they moved to the country of Moab.
我们就看他们的结果并不是很好。
And we can see that their results were not very positive.
我们看路德记第一章,
let's look at Ruth chapter 1.
第三节,
verse 3.
后来拿俄米的丈夫以利米勒死了, 剩下妇人和哥列两个儿子。 第四节,
verse 4.
这两个儿子娶了摩亚女子为妻, 一个叫做厄巴尔, 一个叫做路德, 在住在那里约有10年。 第五节,
verse 5.
马伦跟自连两个也死了, 剩拿俄米没有丈夫, 也没有儿子, 所以到最后, 一家三个寡妇。
So at the end, the family had three widows.
本来逃避饥荒就是怕饿死。
Originally, they escaped the famine because they were afraid of starving to death.
但是他现在到生活很 没有忧虑的地方。
But now they moved to a place that was carefree.
但是没有神的恩典。
But there was no, God's grace was not there.
所以三个男人都死了。
So all three of the men died.
所以没有神的恩典，生活是没有保障的。
So without God's grace, there's no security in life.
走在没有神的旨意的道路上，是我们自己要负责的。
And walking on a path without God's will, we must be responsible ourselves.
走在神的道路上，是神替我们负责。
And if we walk in God's way, then He will be responsible for us.
这是两种完全不同的生活心态。
And these are two very different outlooks on life.
那因为他们离开了伯利恒。
Because they left Bethlehem,
到很孤单的地方。
They went to a very lonely place.
所以另外一个结果就是变成两个儿子都跟摩亚的女子结婚。
And the other result of their choice was that both of their sons married Moabite women.
因为这环境上让他找不到神的选民可以结婚。
Because their surroundings did not allow them to find the chosen people of God to marry.
所以一个人的决定不但对自己有影响，有时候对配偶影响，有时候对小孩子也有影响。
So sometimes the choices of one person affects not only themselves, also their spouse and their children.
这个后果是相当的深跟远。
And the consequences are very dire and long-lasting.
所以有一篇文章啊，在提到这个路德记第一章。
So I once read an essay talking about chapter 1 of Ruth.
他说这个路德啊、哦、
And it said that Ruth
啊，拿俄米，他说拿俄米、哦、
It said that Naomi
拿俄米是一个娇妻，不是贤妻。
Naomi was a beautiful wife instead of a hard-working wife.
啊，所谓娇妻就是讨先生喜欢、啊、
And a beautiful wife is one that really found favor in her husband's eyes.
因为太太对先生啊，应该是让先生得到帮助。
Because a wife should support the husband.
这个帮助也包括在灵性上的抉择。
And the support also includes in spiritual choices.
要去影响丈夫，帮助丈夫做一个正确的决定。
To influence her husband and help him make the right choice.
所以她讨先生的喜欢，就跟着先生去了。
But because she wanted to find favor for her in her husband's eyes, she followed him.
她不是贤妻，因为她不知道神的旨意。
She was not a wise wife because she didn't know the will of God.
或者她知道，她不敢坚持。
Or perhaps she knew, but she didn't want to insist.
那这篇文章又说，拿俄米是一个慈母，但是不是良母。
But this essay also said that Naomi was a merciful mother, but not a good mother.
所谓慈母就是怕自己的小孩子受苦。
And what I mean by merciful mother is that she didn't want her children to suffer.
所以搬到摩亚地，困难马上解决。
So they moved to Moab, and immediately their problems were solved.
但是她并不是良母。
But she was not a good mother.
因为她没有想到这样的决定会带给孩子什么样的后果。
Because she did not consider what kind of consequences her choices will have on her children.
所以这是第一个抉择。
So this is the first choice.
就是拿俄米先生的抉择。
And it's a choice made by Naomi's husband.
离开神牛奶与蜜的伯利恒。
To leave the land of flowing milk and honey of Bethlehem.
搬到摩亚地。
Moving to Moab.
好，那么现在看第二个抉择。
And now we will look at the second choice.
第二个抉择就是拿俄米本身的抉择。
And the second choice is one made by Naomi.
请看路德记第一章。
Let's look at Ruth chapter 1.
第六节。
Verse 6.
他就与两个儿妇起身，要从摩亚地归回，因为他在摩亚地听见神眷顾自己的百姓，是粮食与他们。这里说拿俄米后来就想要搬回到伯利恒。
Here we see that Naomi wanted to return to Bethlehem.
要搬一定有原因呢。
And there must be a reason for her wanting to move.
没有原因，我们就不会想要搬了。
If there's no reason, she wouldn't want to.
那这个原因就是听到神眷顾在伯利恒那些神的百姓。
And the reason is that she heard that God considered her people.
可见有一批人他并没有搬。
So we can see that some people did not move out of Bethlehem.
虽然生活很困难，但是他坚持原则。
Even though life was difficult, they insisted on their principles.
那这批人并没有饿死啊。
And these people did not starve to death.
到最后神还是眷顾他们。
In the end, God still considered their needs.
而且重新得到粮食可以吃，得到福气。
And they received blessings and bread.
那拿俄米就想到自己的情况。
So Naomi thought of her own condition.
来到这个地方没有神的恩典。
And coming to a place without God's grace.
三个男人都死了。
All three men have died.
她原来的故乡神祝福给他们。
And she saw that God blessed her home country.
所以她就决定要搬回来。
So she chose to move back.
我们知道 那个浪子的比喻。
And we know the parable of the prodigal son.
这个浪子要离开父亲。
The prodigal son wanted to leave the father.
为什么要得到自由？
Because he wanted freedom.
但是自由变成放纵。
But freedom turned into recklessness.
钱都用完了。
He spent all his money.
他要去跟人养猪。
And he wanted to help feed the pigs.
要吃猪吃的东西。
And he eats what the pigs eat.
圣经说他显悟过来。
And the Bible says he realized something.
为什么会显过来？
And how did he come to realization?
因为他比较他在父亲的家所住的情况，跟现在离开父亲的时候的情况差别太大。
Because he compared his current situation with the one he had when he was living home, and the discrepancy was too great.
拿俄米比较那个伯利恒的人跟他搬到摩亚地，这个差别太大。
And Naomi also compared the life of those who remained in Bethlehem and her current life.
所以她醒过来，她要回去。
So suddenly she awoke and she wanted to return.
因此有时候我们人遇到一些危机。
Sometimes when we face certain dangers,
常常是神要改变人的一个机会。
It's an opportunity for God to change us.
因为生活太平安了，有时候人都不会想要改变。
Because sometimes life is too comfortable and we do not want to change.
就觉得我就天天这样生活，为什么要改变？
And we think we will just live this way. Why do we have to change?
但是等人遇到困难，
and when we face difficulties,
我们开始去思想，
and we start to think,
到底怎么样才会更好。
How can I improve my circumstances?
那这个就是人改变的一个开始。
And this is the beginning of change in people.
所以拿俄米就后来就搬回家了。
So Naomi moved home.
离开她的就回到她的故乡。
And she returned to her home country.
我们现在看第一章。
Let's look at chapter 1.
二十节。
Verse 20.
十九节。
Verse 19.
于是两人同行来到伯利恒，他们到伯利恒合成的人就惊讶妇女说，这是拿俄米吗？二十节。
Verse 20.
拿俄米对他们说，不要叫我拿俄米，要叫我马拉，因为全能者使我受大苦。21节。
Verse 21.
我满满的出去，神使我空空的回来，神降祸于我，全能者使我这样受苦，这样为什么还叫我拿俄米呢？所以你看拿俄米回来，人叫他拿俄米，他不敢接受。
So we can see that when she returned, people called her Naomi, but she's afraid to accept that name.
拿俄米本来是甜的意思。
Naomi literally means pleasant.
但很显然，在摩亚地，她变成苦的，变成马拉。
And it's apparent that in the land of Moab, she turned into Mara, which means bitter.
所以她也有自觉，这是全能者使我受大苦。
And she realized that this was the Almighty God giving me suffering.
所以让她满满的出去，空空的回来。
So it made her leave. She went out full, but she returned empty.
因为她离开的神应许给她那一块地。
Because she left God's promised land.
所以她这个受苦不是神原来要给她的。
And so her suffering was not what God originally intended for her.
因为她做了一个错误的决定。
Because of a wrong choice.
所以拿俄米回到伯利恒的时候，她自己觉得她是马拉，是受苦的。
So when Naomi returned to Bethlehem, she felt that she was Mara, one who has gone through much bitterness.
但是回到伯利恒以后，
But after she returned to Bethlehem,
从第二章开始，
From chapter 2 and on,
神就借着拿俄米的媳妇遇到恩典。
But God allowed grace to enter back into her life through her daughter-in-law, Ruth.
那到了第四章，
And in chapter 4,
我们就看到神赐福给拿俄米。
We can see that God gave many blessings to Naomi.
让他的媳妇跟波阿斯结婚。
And God allowed Boaz and Ruth to get married.
然后到了最后，
But at the end,
我们就可以看到从他的后代就有生出大卫出来。
We can see that she eventually was the ancestor of David.
所以当他重新再回到神的国度里面，从苦难当中又变成甜美。
So when she returned to God's kingdom, her bitterness turned into sweetness again.
原来神不永远离弃人。
Because God does not leave humans forever.
神不是要让我们降灾祸给我们。
And God does not want to rain sufferings upon us.
神是要赐给我们平安的。
God wants to give us peace.
我们要回转向神。
So we must return to God.
我们生活就会充满神的恩典。
And our lives will be full of His grace again.
所以这个是拿俄米她一生搬家几次的一种体验。
And this is the experience that Naomi went through her in her life.
正确的决定带来是丰盛、平安、喜乐。
And the correct choice brings her joy and plenty and peace.
我们再来看拿俄米的两个媳妇。
And let's look at Naomi's two daughter-in-laws.
看怎么做决定。
And see how they make choices.
我们回来看路德记第一章。
Let's return to Ruth chapter 1.
第七节
Verse 7.
于是他跟两个媳妇起行，离开所住的地方，要回犹大地去。第八节
Verse
8. 拿俄米对两个媳妇说，你们个人回娘家吧，愿神恩待你们，像你们恩待已经死的人与我一样。第九节
Verse 9.
愿神使你们在各在新夫的家中得平安。于是拿俄米与他们亲嘴，他们就放声而哭。第十节
Verse 10.
说，不然我们必与你一同归回你的本国去。哦，这个地方我们看到拿俄米对他两个媳妇的态度。
Here we can see Naomi's attitude to her two daughter-in-laws.
Naomi 跟她媳妇的关系是我们现代人的一个榜样。
And the relationship between Naomi and her daughter-in-laws is a model and an example for us.
可以说是非常的亲密。
We can see that they're very intimate.
那我们仔细看啊，是有原因的。
And we can see closely, if we observe closely, we can see that there's a reason for this.
其实Naomi家里死掉三个人，对她来讲是很痛苦的事情。
And to Naomi, having three people in her household die must be very painful.
但是拿俄米他把自己媳妇的前途放在自己的需要的前面。
But Naomi was able to place the futures of her daughter-in-laws ahead of her own needs.
所以在第八节说，我好像死的人一样啊。
So in verse 8, it says, she says, I might as well be dead.
那你们要回你的娘家去吧。
You should return to your mother's home.
那你可以再结婚，有自己美好的前途。
And you can marry again and have a beautiful future.
所以她想到她媳妇的前途，一直叫她们回去吧。
So she thought about the future of her daughter-in-laws and told them to return.
但这两个媳妇啊，就放声而哭啊。
But both of her daughter-in-laws cried.
确实是舍不得拿俄米一个这么好的这个婆婆。
Because they did not want to leave a mother-in-law who was so kind.
但是拿俄米第二次在讲的时候，两个媳妇就做出不同的决定。
But the second time Naomi repeated her will, the daughter-in-laws made different choices.
我们看十二节。
Let's look at verse 12.
女儿啊，回去吧，我年纪老迈，不能再有丈夫。即或说还有指望，今日有丈夫可以生子。十三节
，verse 13，
你们岂能等得他长大呢？你们岂能等得他不嫁别人呢？我的女儿，不要这样，我为你们的缘故甚是愁苦，因为神伸手攻击我。这个地方啊，拿俄米再次劝他们了。
Here, Naomi again tries to convince them.
即使我今日有丈夫可以再生孩子
，Even if I have a husband who can give me a son,
你怎么有办法等到这个孩子长大呢
？How could you wait until they are grown？
所以不要这样吧。
So don't do this.
我已经很愁苦了。
I have already been grieved.
为着你自己的前途，你回去吧。
For your own future's sake, please return.
当他这样第二次的说服他的媳妇
，and she tried again to convince her daughters-in-law.
我看两个媳妇的决定就不一样。
And we can see the difference in the choices made by them.
十四节
，verse 14，
两个儿妇就放声而哭，厄巴尔与婆婆亲嘴而别，这是路德舍不得拿俄米。这个厄巴尔，他真的想到自己的前途。
And this Orpah really thought about her future.
真的是这样啊。我说我跟着拿俄米这个一个老年的妇人，我还有什么前途
？She thought it was true. If I follow this old age lady Naomi, what kind of future will I have?
所以她放声而哭。
So she wept.
实在是这是舍不得。
Because she could not let her go.
一个这么好的婆婆。
Such a good, kind mother-in-law.
但是为着我自己的前途。
But for my own future.
我真的舍不得，我也要舍开。
I must leave.
这个是他的决定。
And this is her choice.
那这个决定到底带来什么后果呢
？And what consequences did this choice bring？
因为拿俄米是一个神的选民。
Because Naomi is God's chosen person.
这个摩亚的女子能够嫁给拿俄米的家，这是一种福气。
And it is a blessing for a Moabite woman to be able to marry into God's chosen people's family.
因为这样能够让他们跟神的国度有份。
Because this way they could partake in God's kingdom.
但是厄巴尔想到自己在地上的前途，他没有想到这一点属灵上的事情。
But Orpah only thought about her future on earth, but did not consider the spiritual needs.
所以她就与婆婆亲嘴就离开了。
So she kissed her mother-in-law goodbye.
那这一离开，她就永远跟神没有份。
And once she left, she has no part with the Lord.
那个损失实在是大到没有办法形容。
And that is the greatest loss.
所以这是她的决定。
So that was her choice.
为着个人在今生的前途，她没有想到 在灵性上那个损失有多大。
Because of the material needs of her life on earth, she did not consider the impacts on her afterlife.
所以今天有许多的父母对自己的孩子有一些期待。
So today, a lot of parents have certain expectations of their children.
这个都是很正常的。
And this is very normal.
但是我们对孩子的期待啊，如果只有地面上的好处。
But if our expectations for our children only concern things of the world,
没有把属灵放在第一位。
And we didn't place spiritual things in the first place.
用这样来引导我们的孩子。
This kind of guidance.
可能小孩子在世界上很有成就。
Perhaps our children will be very successful in the world.
但是那个损失是非常的大。
But we have grave losses.
没有神，人还有什么？
Without God, what does human have?
没有神，什么也没有了。
Without God, we have nothing.
那个损失是很大的。
And that is a great loss.
所以厄巴尔可能有前途。
So perhaps Orpah has a future.
但是他已经没有神了。
But she has no God.
这太可惜了。
And this is a shame.
他已经进到神的家里面又放弃了。
She already entered into God's household, but she gave it up.
这是第三个抉择。
And this is the third choice.
为着自己今生的好处而离开了神。
It was a choice to leave God for her benefits in her own life.
我们再看路德怎么选择。
And we will now look at how Ruth chose.
十四节下半句。
The second half of verse 14.
只是路德舍不得拿俄米。
But Ruth clung to Naomi.
那第三次拿俄米要说服路德离开。
And the third time Naomi tried to convince Ruth.
拿俄米说看啊你的嫂子已经回她本国和她所拜的神去你也跟你的嫂子回去吧。十六节
，verse 16。
路德说：“不要催我回去，不跟随你。你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。你在哪里住，我也在哪里住。你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。”第十七节
，verse 17。
你在哪里死，我也死在哪里，葬在那里。除非死能死与我相离，不然愿神重重的降法于我。他跟拿俄米真的是非常的有感情。
And we can see that Ruth and Naomi are very close.
那在他讲的话里面，最重要的两句话是什么？
And what are the two most important phrases in what she said?
你的国就是我的国。
Your country shall be my country.
你的神就是我的神。
And your God will be my God.
这个是他选择跟拿俄米住在一起最有福气的一个原因。
And this is the reason why she was so blessed to, that she chose to stay with Naomi.
那既然拿俄米这样三次劝他。
And Naomi tried to convince her three times.
还是要跟从拿俄米。
But she still wanted to follow her.
所以十八节拿俄米见路德的定义要跟着他就不再劝他了。
So in verse 18, when Naomi saw that she was determined, she stopped speaking to her.
拿俄米没有想到自己肉身的前途。
She did not, Naomi did not,
But 路德没有想到自己肉身的前途。
Ruth did not think about her own future on earth.
能不能跟她婆婆讲这样啊，再有丈夫去结婚，她没有想。
And she didn't think, according to the logic of Naomi, about whether she can have a husband again.
她只讲到神的国，还有想到拿俄米这样而已。
All she thought about was God's people and Naomi.
那这样是不是等于她就没有前途呢？
Does this mean that she has no future?
那前面这个厄巴尔为自己的前途走了。
Because we saw that Orpah left for her own future.
拿俄米没有为自己的前途打算，这样是不是就没有前途呢？
But because Ruth did not consider her own, because Ruth didn't consider her own future, does that mean she has no future?
我们看第二章。
Let's look at chapter 2.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第二章的第三节。
Chapter 2, verse 3.
路德就来到了田里，在收割人的身后拾起麦穗。他恰巧来到以利米勒本族的坡阿斯那一块田。第四节。
Verse 4.
坡阿斯正从伯利恒海对本族说：“愿神与你同在。”他们说：“愿神与你同在。”你看，这个路德啊，圣经说恰巧来到坡阿斯的田。
And we can see that, by coincidence, Ruth arrived at the field of Boaz.
这个人看起来是恰巧。
For to human perspective, this seems like a coincidence.
但是不是恰巧，这是神带领。
But it was not. It was a decision of God.
带他到一个对的地方去。
And he guided her to the right place.
然后波阿斯正从伯利恒来，第四节。
And in verse 4, we can see that Boaz just came from Bethlehem.
那个时间刚好巧合，就好遇到了 路德。
And the timing was just right that he could meet Ruth.
这个是神的安排。
And this was an arrangement by God.
所以这个就是拿俄比跟路德命运转变的开始。
And this was the beginning of the change of fate for Naomi and Ruth.
因为神让他们恰巧在一个地方遇到。
Because God allowed them to meet.
那从此波阿斯就照顾拿俄比跟路德。
And from then, Boaz started taking care of Ruth and Naomi.
所以他下半生全部命运都改变了。
So for the rest of their lives, their fate has changed.
所以从路德记第一章，我们可以看到四个抉择。
So from Ruth chapter 1, we can see four choices.
我们可以看到不同的结果。
We can see different results.
所以抉择是信仰的考验。
So choices are tests and trials in our journey of faith.
抉择也是信仰的表现。
And choices are also demonstrations of our faith.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
158首
158 oh 158